voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600.
And Dr. Brown, thank you for coming back on the show. You know we're going to be talking about the COVID vaccine today. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you, Melissa?
I'm doing fine. So, yes, I have a lot of questions for you, so we'll get right to it. First of all, big decision coming today. The FDA is expecting to approve the Pfizer vaccine, but I noticed even in their release, they said the vaccine is for emergency use authorization. And we've actually had pharmaceutical experts call into me personally and say, so that's for frontline workers, not the general public. Is that true? Why would they call it emergency use authorization? Like, what does that mean?
Sure. So it is. So emergency use authorization was actually something designated after 9/11. What had happened was is that there was certain medical devices, certain techniques, certain things that needed to go through a full regulatory process before it could be used. And that could lead to some significant issues when there is, in this case, a medication or a vaccine that's available, can be developed, but yet can't be used because it didn't go through the long-term evaluation of the FDA. So it's actually a streamlined process through the FDA. Now that doesn't mean that it's necessarily a bad process. It does not necessarily mean that it's not that they haven't been reviewed. I mean, the current vaccine that we're using has actually been developed and being used and been in laboratories since the 1990s. So we've been dealing with this technology for a while. So I think the biggest issue that needed to be determined is it effective, and is it better than sort of nothing, as is essentially what we're talking about. So is it effective and is it safe?
Okay. So actually that kind of goes into another question I have, which is, you know, we've only seen a clinical trial for Pfizer, Moderna, some of these other companies in the last year for this current vaccine. So a lot of people, I'm sure, very nervous about the long-term effects. What can you say on that?
Well, I think that's the part that's the emergency use authorization. Because this is a new vaccine, because it just came out. I mean, we just developed it, and this is the first time we'll be using an mRNA vaccine. The long-term effects are not studied at this point. Now, all the data points that there's going to be minimal to no long-term effects. But right now, I think it's outweighed the fact that, you know, to stop this pandemic, we need to have a vaccine. So I think having the vaccine and then questioning the long-term effects are there. But again, it does not appear that there's going to be significant long-term effects.
I mean, but it's – so are doctors, though, all on the same page feeling that you should get it even though – you know, I'm so not trying to be devil's advocate here. It's more of just like a question of, like, you know, we don't know if in 5, 10, 15 years, if this is going to lead to someone's demise. So, you know, do doctors really feel all on the same page with this? Like, they feel very confident telling people to get this vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say one is my colleagues are we're not necessarily always on the same page, especially on a lot of different things. But I would say the majority are fine with it. I think when we talk about death within, you know, 5 to 10 years from the vaccine, I think that's very unlikely. And I think that's really what the decision is that, you know, when you're thinking about the vaccine, we deal with risk a lot and determining sort of what's the risk of something happening. The risk of potentially dying from COVID-19 is real and can be significant in some people. Mm-hmm. The risk of dying from the vaccine is, I'm willing to kind of go on the record and say pretty much zero. You know, there are, you know, anaphylactic reactions and other things that could happen, but ultimately dying from the vaccine is, you know, almost zero.
Okay.
So I think that we can be confident with that. I think the side effects that you potentially get when you get the vaccine, they are a little bit more severe than what we expect from a normal flu. But with that, when we talk about severe, we're talking about a fever. You know, typically you don't get fevers from the flu vaccine. So having a fever, and then about 10% can get local reaction and a flu-like illness for a short period of time.
And that's with getting the COVID vaccine? Those are some of the side effects?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. Talking to Dr. Fred Brown this morning of Griffin Health, who works in infectious disease. We always go to him every week with our COVID updates. And Dr. Brown, I've actually had Some people tell me, and of course I'm going off of listeners, and I know that everybody is reading all over the internet, they're watching different TikTok videos and all over, and I know that this is what's being talked about, but this is why I like getting the record straight. Some people have actually said that this this vaccine could change your DNA. Is that true?
That is not true. So what this is it's actually a, so mRNA, the M in mRNA stands for messenger. So what it is actually a messenger. It actually, the messenger RNA naturally formed in our body, which we use throughout the, you know, throughout our life on a regular basis. I mean, millions of times a minute. The messenger RNA, what that does is it actually delivers a message to our body to develop a protein. It lasts, it's very short-lived, and this is very short-lived also. So what this is that the mRNA will send a message to our mechanism to make proteins. It will make a protein. The protein that it will make is actually the spike protein. That's the same spike protein on the COVID particle. It is not developing the COVID particle. It is just doing one protein. That protein will be released from the body, and then the body will react to that. And that's how we develop antibodies, and that's how we develop immunity. So we're just adding one small part of it. The messenger RNA will disappear within, you know, days. The longest it'll be there is a week. So long-term sort of effects, it won't change our DNA.
Okay.
It will actually, it's kind of there, it does its job, and then it leaves.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the clarity there.
Yeah,
and
no problem.
I think this was a question I had, honestly, and I know a lot of people as well. Is this a vaccine we're going to have to get every year like we do the flu? Because it is a two-dose vaccine and it does show the side effects as well, is this something we'll get every year? Or is this like a one-and-done like you would see for like the measles or something?
Well, the answer is we're not sure yet.
Okay.
It's very likely that it's going to be a one-and-done unless something mutates or changes.
That's awesome.
Likely that it will be. So it's not this virus is not like the flu. So, you know, longer-term immunity may be in place. We also know that this, you know, by giving this vaccine, we do know the effectiveness is way higher than any flu that we have, so any flu vaccine. So the first dose could probably be 70-80% effective. So the first dose, 70-80, the second one is up to 95%, which is actually a huge number.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is. So again, the likelihood of getting, you know, this strange, there'd have to be a huge mutation in the organism, the virus, to mutate enough that we would need another vaccine.
Wow.
So right now it's looking like at least laboratory and previous studies that we had in the earlier SARS vaccine, the earlier SARS strain, it lasted quite a while.
Wow.
At least 5 years.
Okay. Wow. I mean, and I know that we've run out of time, but because you were saying it is separate from the flu. Like if you have the COVID vaccine, it's still very separate. You'd still have to get your flu shot every year, right? Or no?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly right. They're completely different viruses.
Okay. Just clarifying that as well. Well, Dr. Fred Brown, I always appreciate getting your honesty and just getting some clarity on some of these things. Thank you so much. And we'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, Melissa.